に攻めてほしいから、すごい。So, hi everyone. I'm expecting a few wry smiles and laughters about me talking about rest. I think probably those of you who know me well know that I find it very difficult to stop. And maybe that's why God's told me to talk about it. I think the beginning was coming back. We'd been away for a couple of weeks at the end of June, the beginning of July, and we came back, and everybody else was coming towards the end of the school term, prospect of summer holidays, and I was just struck by how frantic and how very tired everybody looked. And I thought, I don't think God wants it that way. I really don't. I'm sure there must be something in the Bible that will help us not live like this. So I said to Tom, could we spend a couple of weeks looking at Sabbath? So that's why I'm standing here. It also fits into the rest of the teaching we've been following this year. Right back in February, we talked about priorities when the leaders came back from the leadership conference and talked about Jesus being not only our Saviour, but also our Lord and us putting him first and the priorities in our lives. And then a couple of weeks ago, Tom talked about obedience and about, you know, that God will honour you if you are obedient to his teaching. So it fits into those things. So the first thing, next one, is actually seeing what it says in the Bible. Remember to observe the Sabbath day by keeping it holy, set apart for God. You have 6 days each week for your ordinary work, but the seventh is a Sabbath day of rest, dedicated to the Lord your God. If we look back a bit, we can see that God kept this commandment himself. The whole of the first chapter of Genesis is about God's work. He created the earth, he created the people, he created the plants. A lot of work went into that. And at the end of the chapter, the last verse says, God looked over all that he had made and saw that it was very good. On the seventh day, God finished his creation, so he rested from his work. God worked hard, he reviewed what he'd done, he was satisfied with it. I can have a rest now. I need a rest. And it says the seventh day he rested. What's good for God must be good for us. We're made in his image, so he includes this as one of the Ten Commandments that he gives us to keep us safe. If you think about that, it brings a whole new level to it. This commandment to rest is given as much weight as that not to kill or to murder. And that was a shock to me when I thought about it in that way. And Jesus also reinforced it. He says in Mark, the Sabbath was made to meet the needs of the people. There is another aspect of the Sabbath, which is possibly worth thinking about. We're taking a rest from doing. We're also taking a rest from achieving. We're taking a day off from thinking, oh, that's good, I've done that, I feel really good about that. We're taking a rest from building our own self-confidence and self-esteem to put it more onto God. And Isaiah says, and I can't remember, is that the next slide? Yes. Isaiah says, keep the Sabbath day holy. Don't pursue your own interests on that day, but enjoy the Sabbath and speak of it with delight as the Lord's holy day. I think we need to ask ourselves a question at this point. When our children were little, quite little, I kept saying, as I expect a lot of other parents do, by carving out time for me, and introducing to the children the idea that sometimes was me time and sometimes was their time. And it was, as I didn't think about it at the time, but thinking back on it, I think it was a way of getting them to understand that they weren't the centre of the universe, other people also had needs. And they would say, Mummy, is it our time now? Is it my time? That meant was the focus on me. So I expect most of us with family responsibilities feel the cry inside us, and it can be looking after the young or the not so young. And we feel that cry, I need time for me. So the question is, what is the difference between me time and Sabbath time? And we'll come back to that in a moment. Just leave you to think about that. Let's move on to how we create Sabbath in our busy lives. And I think Sarah's going to talk a lot more about that next week as well. How do we find space? I think I'm thinking about the practicalities. And first of all, we have to make a decision that we want to. I think nothing will come unless we decide we actually want to do that. And we've already gone over the fact that our loving Heavenly Father wants us to do this for our own good and to allow us to put God back in his rightful place above the demands of everyday life. And in my experience, it has to be a decision or it doesn't happen. It also comes down to what we heard earlier about priorities, rest and God-centered time. So, well, how do we deal with other priorities in our lives? How do we make sure that we have a business appointment to keep, that we collect the children from school, that we book the car into the MOT, that we go to the doctors? We use a diary. We make an appointment. It's important enough to us to say, I have to do that. I have to remember. Let's make sure I do. So we plan. Could we maybe plan in the same way for Sabbath or for rest? Because it is equally important. That's one thought. And maybe prepare as well. And I think we can learn a lot from the Jewish community here. I'm sure you know that Jewish families, they do all their shopping and preparation of food and thinking on the Friday, so that come Friday evening and Saturday, they can rest. And we can do that. If I want a day off, I'll get pizza and frozen peas out of the freezer, or a takeaway, or maybe ask John to cook. So that leaves me with a little bit of extra time, but it also leaves me with some extra headspace. I haven't got to think about what I'm going to feed us on. This is the beauty of the Sabbath, God's way of helping us know our limitations as humans and our dependence on him. It raises the priority in our busy lives, and it's worth the effort. I was really encouraged by a comment, and I can't remember whether it was Catherine or Claire, but it was at the end of the lovely morning we spent together at the Quiet Garden. And one of them said, those 3 hours were worth all the organisation and planning to get myself here and to sort out the other things so that I could be here. It was worth the effort. And I found that very encouraging. This Sabbath time, the practice of it and choosing how to spend it, and as I said, Sarah, I think we'll spend more time on this next week, but there's lovely, gracious teaching on this in the Bible, in Romans. In Romans 14, verse 5, it says, something one day is more holy than another, while others think every day is alike. You should each be fully convinced that whichever day you choose, it is acceptable. And Jesus says, come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Let's go back now to the question, what is the difference between Sabbath rest and me time? Or to put it another way, between a Sabbath and a day off. And this is my feeling. I think it's to do with intention. I'm saying I'm offering to God my pleasure in doing whatever recreates or refreshes me, a sweet-smelling offering. I'm offering to him that quiet time that I'm reading a book or pottering in the garden or going for a walk. And I'm giving him pleasure because I am being refreshed. I'm honouring him through my obedience to that commandment that we've already talked about. There can't be much argument about rest. It has to include sleep or stillness, relaxation, contentment, and space to do what refreshes or recreates you, gives you strength for the next day. I know some of us brought up with a very much stricter interpretation of the Sabbath, and that was part of the culture, and maybe for some people it still is, and that's great. If that's right for you, follow the teaching. But the Bible also says, as we said, that it doesn't have to be a particular day in a particular way. What it has to be is the commandment to set aside a time to rest. The other thing I've learned thinking about this in my journey on this theme is that prayer and rest, for me, are not the same. I got myself in a right muddle during Lent, thinking, I've got to be still, I've got to be still, I've got to be quiet. And I'm not very good at that. And I didn't feel at all rested. I found it quite difficult to pray. So I thought about it again, and I thought, yes, okay, I may well pray on my Sabbath time, but that's not its purpose. Its purpose is for God to make me feel better. So my intention is to offer him that time so that I feel stronger. And if that includes prayer, fine. But there are other times when prayer is the priority. So, can we have that for the last one, please? I'd like to finish by giving us all some time just to think about the things that I've said. And for you maybe to chat in twos or threes, the people in the room, feel free to get up and wander around to find somebody to talk to. So what does an ideal Sabbath time look like for you? What is your ideal, achievable or not at the moment, how you would really like to rest in the Lord, intentionally offering him that time? What recreates you? And then, what difficulties do you face in finding this time? And can you, or the person you're talking with, help you to find a way around the difficulties? And finally, let's pray for each other in our groups. And then Phil will wrap it all up for us. So please, perhaps we can do that.